tech time here on the Tony Connolly Morning Show. And Linda is not traveling for a change. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, thanks so much for being here. I received an email from someone talking about another topic. We were talking about technology from the standpoint of teaching our kids. And this individual had told me that he was still doing accounting, writing a ledger book, and also he didn't have a answering machine for his phone. He didn't have a website. He didn't have email. And this was, I'm not going to say his name, but a pretty prominent business person. And I was just taken aback, not so much because they were ignoring technology, but as we've talked about here before, when you use the tools that are available to you, it makes doing the stuff that you maybe have to do and don't like doing as much, you get that done in a quicker time so you can do the things that you love to do and build your business.
Exactly.
What does a person do when they're looking to get started? They don't have a website. They still aren't doing their books on QuickBooks. They're still. How do you run across people like that, and how do you get them started?
We do run across people like that, and sometimes they're so entrenched in that that there's no getting them started. But certainly, you're absolutely right. By going with something like QuickBooks, you can save a lot of time once you learn about it. And there are certainly people around who can help you get started with how to use QuickBooks. We don't do that, but there are a lot of CPAs will help businesses get started with QuickBooks, so that it's an easier transition from what they're used to by hand to doing it on the computer.
But there are also ways to just do all types of accounting procedures. There's a way to copy your receipts so you don't have to keep the paper on hand. Mm-hmm. And I was at a loss that there are businesses without websites, without email, to communicate with people. I wonder, what's the percentage of folks who do business who use the internet, as opposed to dropping a dime or a letter?
I don't know the percentage, but it's certainly very, very high, particularly as the people who are 30 move into decision-making roles in their companies. They're not going to go look for the yellow pages to figure out who to call to get something done. They're going to go to Google and do a search. So if you do not have a website, that certainly puts you at a disadvantage. Now, if you want to get started with a web presence, one easy way to do that is just with a Google Places listing. Most businesses are listed on Google, and you can search for yourself and find that, claim that listing, and add some details to it. That doesn't cost you anything to do, and it's a way to get started if you don't want a website just yet.
What I think some business owners and business managers don't understand is how much time they could save. Time seems to be the key factor with folks, especially when they have to make decisions and do things to manage their business so they can grow their business. But I think convincing them of you can save a lot of time is the big
right
factor.
I can't even imagine what it would be like to try and do what we do without email. We use it every day. And I can also say that we have several places on our website where people can fill out a form to request more information. And frequently those requests come in late at night or over the weekend, times that they couldn't just pick up the phone and give us a call. And that's the beauty of it. Our prospects or sometimes our clients can communicate with us when it's convenient for them, and then we can get the information they need and get it back to them. We don't have to manage to meet by telephone in order to get the conversation started.
I have a friend who's an old DJ buddy, and he was telling me how some time ago he had pulled out his records and was showing his kids his records, and he found an old cassette player, and it got him to thinking, these kids really don't know what they did miss by having all this technology. And it got me to thinking, when I knew you were coming here, is there still the challenge out there of people who aren't familiar with the technology and computing and whatnot? Is there still the fear out there and Are you seeing your business deal with those kind of people?
We certainly run into businesses where maybe the business owner is still not familiar with technology and may have someone else get their email, print it off for them, and then they will tell them how they want to respond and someone else will respond. We run into that. I can think of two or three places where that's the case, where the business owner doesn't really want anything to do with email and he delegates that down, even though it may go out with his name on it.
But the big key is don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. I mean, it's really not that hard. It's different. You just need to get used to it. Sometimes they're afraid. You know, you hear about spyware and viruses and phishing scams and things like that, and you're afraid you'll make a mistake. So the easiest thing for some people is just to avoid it altogether.
All right. If people want more information about KI Technology Group, where do they go?
They can visit us on the internet at kitechnologygroup.com. Or they can call 333-6540.
Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group.